Hello.
Love Talk Radio.
Stupid. Hello and welcome to Scout Trout Radio. Today we got a very good episode for you after a great episode on Wednesday with Coach Perny. We've been talking every day almost since about it, and it's been really fun. So anyway, today I'm supposed to hear from Jake Reif. I am supposed to hear from Kimo Baldwin from our Ohio campus, Flying Hawaiian, and Edric Ling from Canada, who attended my Illinois camp. And I told some others, including Braxton Williams, is going to call in with his family, and we're going to talk about the Illinois and the Ohio camp they both attended. A lot going on today. Very excited about that. We're also going to talk about our new radio travel show, which will be featured. You know, I'm going to start here in Colorado, just show y'all how it works, and then we'll do that. And then Oklahoma, I've talked to Braxton Reed's father, and we're planning on heading out there. Also Oak Hill, Ohio, later in the season to watch the matchup between Portsmouth and Oak Hill. So it's a very exciting time. It's Scout Trout. We're selecting players for our All-American game. And it's been a fun, it's been a hoot. I just actually have a sign up out of Tampa, Florida from Tampa Catholic. His name was Michael Fry, and he is a very great athlete at 6'3", 250 pounds. His uncle actually coaches at Michigan, Big Blue, and I told him how much of a fan I am, Coach Harbaugh and his staff up there. So very interesting athlete. Looks like he can do a lot of things on a football field as well, more than just, you know, banging out on the inside. He ran a 4.8 40-yard dash, which is extremely impressive at his size. So very good athlete. We're interested in him coming to Mobile and working out for us and possibly playing here on All-American game. So I've already invited him and that. So I am going to give Mr. Ling a call now and try and get Edric on the phone here. So hold on one second. Let me put their phone number in up there to the north of Canada. I'm going to get Edric the Great is what I call him. Big man that can move, extremely athletic. For a big man, very nice kid to talk to too. We got along very well. I'm giving him a ring now, dialing out. Let's see if we can get Edric on the phone, or Edric Senior. Hello. Well, I'm trying to get Edric on the line here. Not sure if it went through or not. But anyway, while we're waiting for that, we'll talk about my radio travel show that we announced. I made a page for it. I'm going to be putting all of the interviews with profiles. We'll put the interview on that page, and then each prospect's highlights and reports and everything that I have on them will go underneath that, you know, for so coaches can hear about who you are and whatnot. So that call did not go through. So let me try. I am going to call Braxton Williams. We'll have up next and his family. So I just texted messaged him and told him to call in now because my call out thing is odd, but almost left Coach Perny hanging yesterday or Wednesday. But yeah, we're going to travel around. And, you know, last year I went to Pueblo East's state championship game and went live. And it was a tremendous experience for me and the kids. A lot of people tuned in to watch. And I was like, surprised that the amount of coaches, college coaches, that tuned in to watch them participate for their third in a row state championship. So we're going to put all the live broadcasts on the game, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all that, and pretty much show up and talk to the other great athletes in the game as well about our program. And there's a school out there pretty much for a lot of you guys, and you guys don't even know it. So But yeah, we're excited about that. I'm gonna give Braxton a call now. See if it'll call out. Just to practice. Six. Oh, here we go. He called in. Let me. Hey, what's up, Braxton?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Nothing, man. Edric just called back in. I was supposed to have him on first. I'll be back in like 5 minutes. Stay on the line.
Okay.
All right, bro. Let me.
Hello.
Scout Trout Radio. Hello. Hello. Mr. Ling. All right, the call has been dropped. Hey, Braxton.
Yeah.
All right, man. I can't get through with Mr. Ling, but anyway, man, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, we were just talking about – I mean, I was just talking about the radio travel show we were going to do this fall, and I think we're going to come up there to Northland and bring it up there and cover one of your games as well. I think that would be a fun trip for me and Tillman to make. So definitely talk to you more about that. But I want to talk to you more about, you know, we're going to kind of recap the Illinois trip and everything we did out there and the combine and, you know, everything you've experienced with our service so far, you know, and, you know, just kind of recap, you know, how it all went from day one, the first day we met.
Okay, well, I went up there to Ohio with you guys and did combine stuff that I've never done before in my life because we don't do that here because Illinois is an under-recruited state, and well, heck, and then you guys just basically helped me through everything. I mean, I couldn't ask for any better people to help me get recruited.
Yeah, you want to talk dude, combine stuff, man? Yeah, that was a fun. You were a good like test project for me on really a guy who's never been taught on any of the combine related material. And you picked it up so quickly, and that's what we were really impressed with, because to go from a 5.0 to a 4.5, 4.6, 40-yard dash is extremely impressive. And it showed you paid attention to the detail, and you picked it up very quickly. And, you know, I know Coach Cox is all about paying attention to detail. He's not about combine stuff, and neither am I. But athletes that, you know, can pay attention to detail and pick up the little things, you know, end up producing a lot better numbers in the end, like you did. You know, that second 40 was unbelievable. So you did a great job, man. And, yeah, after that, you know, what'd you go? You went back home to Illinois, and then we found you a place to play, you know, with Coach Cox. And, you know, when do you leave to go up there now?
I leave
soon, right?
August 3rd, I think. Yeah, we leave Illinois, August 3rd.
Okay. Nice. Well, that's coming up soon, man. Your dad's got the truck ready to go up there, huh?
Yeah, he does.
How are your parents doing?
Oh, they're doing good. Dad's cooking on the grill.
Nice. Well, yeah, we really appreciate you letting us stay at your house like that. That was some real hospitality. You know, nobody's like really opened their door to us that much, and we really appreciate that. That was really, you know, it was a fun time too. We loved being there and talking to you guys, and you know, we definitely got to hang out again. So it was a great time.
Oh yeah, well, like my parents say, they consider you guys friends now. So
you're welcome
anytime.
Yeah,
you guys come around.
Yeah, well, I put it on the, you know, the schedule for next year. So I definitely think we're going to come back to that area and try and get the people of the local area to come out again. But it's a good point for a lot of people to get in the states that we're working in. So, yeah, definitely. Tillman, man, he said that was – he just never shut up about that trip. Yeah, he just had so much fun. just super grateful for everything, you know, and we really appreciate that. And you know, you're going to do great things in junior college. And, you know, like I said, 15, 20 pounds, you know, you're a tackling machine. You become a force to be reckoned with at the D1 level. So that's the goal. Where, you know, the route we want to go with you, and Coach Cox is a real big believer in you. And that's what we, you know, are excited about, because, you know, we know just when people believe in you, you do a great job, and you're going to do another great job this year too. And that's what I'm talking about. We're probably going to come up there, definitely. It's not too far. I'm in Colorado. I got to look on a map, but can't be as far as driving all the way to Tennessee or Illinois. So, but yeah, you got to let me know your schedule and stuff like that, and we'll talk about setting something up, you know, and getting to meet.
Okay.
Because I want to meet Coach Cox in person as well, so that'd be fun.
Yeah, well, I think our first game is Labor Day weekend. I know that for sure, so.
I got one question for you today, because, like, Penn State's coach said a bunch of stuff today about you should never use a recruiting service or never get any help. You don't need it. Just have a good film. You had an amazing film and had over 100 tackles. If you didn't have help from somebody like us, would you have found a place to play?
Not a place that I really would have felt comfortable in like I do right now, because,
yeah,
like, the other places were wanting me to go D3, and then they were, like, saying, their people were saying that I wasn't good enough to go D2 or D1 or whatever.
Yeah, that's their job, right, you know? that's what I said. It's not my job to tell you where you fall. It's my job to show them exactly how good you are and, you know, sell upside on you, because you have a large upside. Like Coach Prince said, I'm real good at projecting on the up, and you have a very great work ethic, and, you know, you're a tackling machine, like I said. So that's what you do at linebacker. You make tackles. And, it's just a question I'm going to ask, because, you know, the YouTube videos out there, and, you know, it makes you wonder, like, what reality they really live in.
Yeah.
Because you can't cut it any other way. People just aren't, like, there's so many ball players that need to be found that aren't being found. And, I don't know. You know, I agree with everything else they said. 100% everything else they said. But the one part about that, I was just like, huh, well, I mean, I know a bunch of players, you know, that never would have seen the light of day if we didn't do something about it. And it's no testament to them. It's you as a ball player. It's just how the system is set up as a whole. And we, you know, we love situations like yours. You know, I want to talk about situations like yours all day. So, because
yeah,
you're going to go do great things, like I said, and everybody believes in you, and you're a good kid, and you're going to work hard, get good grades, and up there at Northland, and walk out with a degree and be able to go get that, you know. What degree you want to get? It's like outdoor stuff, right? What degree was it?
Well, I want to do environmental studies, a part of it.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Nice. Awesome, man. Well, I'm real proud of you. You did a great job at both workouts, and, you know, you're a good kid, and I'm really excited to watch you play at Northland, man. I'm a big fan of all college football levels, because I ended up at all of them somehow. So, you know, the JUCO level was pretty much Hargrave for me, where I met Coach Carney. You're going to meet a lot of great people along the way, and never sell anybody short, because you never know where they're going to end up later in life.
Yeah.
So,
I just want to thank you guys, man. I mean, I wouldn't be where I'm at without you guys, because I would have been probably playing D3 right now. So,
well, this is for the other Braxton Williamses of the world that are being told, no, we're too small, this or that. You know, I want to hear it out of the horse's mouth. I don't like just telling people something. That's why I had a college coach on the other night. You know, I want people to hear it from the people I talk to. And, you know, see where I'm coming from, see why we kind of got a chip on our shoulder a little bit here at Scout Trial. We those make the best ball players in the end. And the guys who are going to work the hardest, and you develop that attitude and you're going to outwork everybody, you're going to have a great career on and off the field. So it's not – it's a daily process. It's adapting to that grind every day, but you also have a good heart and you're a good kid. So, you know, people have to, you know, recognize those make the best recruits to me. And, you know, I can trust, you know, everybody's going to like you in the locker room. You know, you're going to lay it on the line for your team, whether it's on special teams, defense, you know. We know you ain't playing offense.
yeah, we know that.
Hey, man, we could be a blocking fullback one day. You never know. But, yeah, man, let me – I think Ling's back on the phone. I'm going to see if I can talk to him now, see if I can click over and get him on and talk to him about his experience out there. But once again, thank you guys so much for having us out. And if it wasn't for you guys, we never would have came to that area. Really, it wasn't on our radar. And now it is for, you know, after talking to the athletic director from Hamilton and stuff, he's open to us coming the next year and stuff like that. So it is an area we will come and, you know, get promoted a lot earlier, because I already put the stuff up for next year now so people know, you know. And but yeah, man, I'm excited for everything, and it's gonna be fun to see you down there in Mobile too, so you're gonna have a fun time. So just learn everything you can from Coach Cox and work hard, and then I'll see you down there and you guys again. But yeah, we'll try and get up there to a show too, so just give me that schedule as soon as you can.
Okay, I will.
We're still looking for a quarterback, a left tackle, and a kicker for Northland Technical and Community Junior College up in Thieves River Falls, Minnesota, if anybody is interested in furthering their education through football and getting a full ride out of there somewhere else and balling. So, yeah, I'm going to click over to Ling here, man. I'll talk to you later, though, Braxton.
Okay.
All right, brother. Thanks for coming on, man.
Well, thank you.
All right, no problem, man. I'll have you on again later.
Okay.
All right, bro. Later. Hello. This is Scout Trial Radio.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Edric?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. I tried to call out earlier. I had bad connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad. How are you doing, man? You guys have a safe trip back?
Yeah, we had a good trip back. It was just a very long drive.
Yeah, did you have fun at the camp?
Yeah, I had lots of fun. A good experience.
So what's he talking about? Your dad, you guys own a restaurant?
Yeah, I'm here right now.
Oh, you're at the restaurant now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man. It's called Mitzi's, right?
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of food do you serve up there?
Caribbean food.
Caribbean?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I gotta come. I'll be in heaven. I'm with some Caribbean food. So I have a lot of Jamaican friends that I played with in Connecticut, and man, we could come tear it up at Mitzi's. So yeah, you seem like a lot of fun, Edric, man. We had a good time out there with you. You know, you caught the ball. I wasn't expecting that. That's why I was a little surprised. Like, you just think man can't catch. And you move well, you know. So what makes you want to play football in America?
I just like the competition better. There's more opportunities and it's more for me out there.
Yeah, so you're like me. You just want to compete at the highest level you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I am too. And that's the best athletes. That's how you got to be. I mean, there is no days off because somebody else is trying to outwork you down the street, and literally there's 50 states down the street.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, you know, you have a great attitude, though, and a great heart, I can tell, and, you know, you look like a great athlete, man. I'm telling you, my quarterbacks were very impressed, especially Brady. But when the quarterbacks watched film, you know, they were like, man, we'd love to have him at tight end at the Senior Bowl game. And I said, yeah, I can definitely see that. And, you know, because a lot of bigger guys are going to be on, you know, on both sides of the ball, and having you, an athletic big guy like you, is really hard to find. And
yeah.
So that's why I was like, you know, I don't get you on the D1 radar already, even though, you know, with the junior college thing, but I think you can get your grades up, you know, this year and end up eligible. You never know. So I know I talked to a bunch of schools that are really interested in you at all levels. So we just got to keep grinding on and off, and you'll be fine. You'll work out fine. Either way, either you go junior college or go to college straight away, everything's mm-hmm. going to work out great for you in the end just because of that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that great athleticism. You have a great athleticism. You have great hands on the line. When I watched your one-on-ones, the hand placement was really well. You have great finesse moves, you know. And that's all. That's what Coach Tillman goes, all you're going to do is finesse moves. I'm like, we don't got pads on. That's all we should be doing is finesse moves. for real, though. Like, because, I mean, I let y'all start getting little – you know, I get the top players together. Everybody starts getting a little chippy. I don't want that. You know, we just want to have fun. It's a combine experience, really. We don't want nobody getting hurt. Just get good testing in, good numbers. Everybody learn a lot. Did you learn some stuff on different things we did?
I actually learned a lot. Like, wow, on O-line hand placement, on D-line, how to use finesse moves better, and new routes when I was playing tight end. So it was a very good experience coming out there.
Yeah, you look like, you know, you pick up things really quick, and that's what Coach Tillman was saying about you a lot after we left. You know, we had a 14-hour ride to talk about it, and mm-hmm. you know, and then we stayed at University of Missouri, and we talked a while about the guys, and, you know, you definitely pick up things. You're receptive to our coaching. Our coaching's a lot of kids, goes in one ear and out the other, and they're popping straight up under 40 and running a crappy time, and you got to tell them over and over and over again. You know, you could just pick up and boom, you know what to do. You tell you what route to run. You ran great routes. You know, I got receivers that are running wrong routes all day. So, you know, you did a wonderful job. And, you know, that just shows, you know, you're an intelligent ball player, and that's what we look for too. We look for intelligent ball players that are going to be good in the locker room. And, you know, you have all of that and going on, and we really appreciate you coming down. And
Thank you.
I love Canada. I've been up there a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Montreal and Toronto. I was in Toronto, but just like really, like the Niagara Falls part. Like I didn't really make it to the city part. So I was mm-hmm. like, yeah, I could come see you guys sometime. And like, we're talking about coming around and do it. But he said you're gonna be in Ohio playing Pinkerton North, right?
Yeah. Actually, it should be Avalon.
Yeah. Okay.
Avalon and Syracuse.
Do you play a lot of games in the States?
Yeah, all of them.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought you guys like had a league up there or something.
Well, yeah, I have a summer league, but right now I'm not playing summer league. I'm getting ready for the season I start early.
Is that the Toronto Argonauts Juniors I've seen?
Pardon?
You know the Argonauts Juniors?
Yeah.
That you're on? Yeah, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but I can't play anymore because I can't risk injuries for high school season.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's smart just for, you know, you don't want to play football year-round. That's a little crazy on the body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now I'm just training to get my body ready.
Nice. When's your season? Your season start the same time around August?
Yeah, 19th.
Nice. Well, really work on your flexibility and stuff like that, and run a lot, and you know hit the weight room, you know.
Yeah.
And remember, don't get too big. Yeah. I got some guys, man. Last year, 400 plus pounds. Nobody would touch him. So, well, you have to. They look at it. I played with a guy in Connecticut, and he was about 4-something. He, great athlete. He didn't seem a problem to me. I put him on the field, but it's a health risk, they said, for a bunch of different reasons. The doctors won't clear him. But you're in such great shape. Watching you run and stuff, I think you're going to be about 285, 300 coming out the blocks, and that's mm-hmm. a little scary, you know.
Yeah.
So hey, well, great job, man. I appreciate you coming to the camp, and you know, anything you need or anything you guys need, I'm gonna work hard for you on this end down here, try and make something happen. And I know you were looking at, I know your dad mentioned Coach Cox in Northland as well as a place. That's where Braxton's going. You can follow him this year and see how you like, you know, his experience and what he's I'll be highlighting a lot of stuff he's doing and helping out with their program. So if you need anything with that, let me know. If you need, you know, I'm going to make sure the rest of the country knows about you too. And make sure something happens, man. I'm excited to see you at the Senior Bowl too. It's going to be a fun time. Keep working hard up until that point. Have a great season. You know, like I tell all the athletes, pay attention to detail. Watch film on your opponent. You know, do all the little things. And you have all the athletic tools to be great. So just think about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, all right, brother. Well, yeah, I'll talk to you later, and, you know, great job, and keep me up to date on the schedule and when you're coming to, when you'll be in the States playing in Ohio and stuff, and I'll try and get out there and cover some games around the same time I do the other Oak Hill and Portsmouth kids. So,
yeah, thank you for having me.
Try and make it all one trip. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, bro. Well, appreciate you calling in, man, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, see you later.
All right, bro. Good job. Later. All right. I'm back. Scout Trout Radio. That's Idrick Ling out of Canada. His film can be found all over the place on YouTube. Idrick the Great. Up the first audio and made a second video, so there's two videos on YouTube. You can also find him, well, you'll be able to find those videos on the Scout Trout Radio section under the homepage. You just hover over the homepage, you'll see a drop down menu and say Scout Trout Radio, the one and only. And we've had a great show tonight so far, still got 18 minutes left. I got Kimo Baldwin up next. Let me see if I can get a hold of him. And if not, we will talk about what we want to talk about. Bobby's weight. I'm supposed to call him. I think I gave him a number. So next on my list was, oh, Class of 2019 camps are now up on the mini camp sign-up section, but it doesn't say that anymore. It says class it says 2018 and beyond. I already pre-scheduled our camps for next year for Ohio, Illinois, Tennessee, Colorado. We're openly open to going anywhere, looking at Michigan. But we're already up that way, so pointless. I'm looking at Florida now that I'm in Florida. I did it on purpose. I'm not going to give you all my business methods, but I stayed away from Florida for a while on purpose. There's so many people down there trying to do what I do, and they're so not good. Sorry. Maybe this for the last 15 minutes. I'm just going to talk crap. But anyway, I stayed away from it. There's so many scams, so many things. And that's what this kid just said to me, Michael Fry. Let's look up his uncle real quick. I haven't even done it yet. He said his uncle coached at Michigan. Do you know him? I'm like, no. I probably have his email, though. But I was like, I know Coach Harbaugh. I got invited to the Bowie State camp that he was, like, the main feature. Still, I got an invite. And he's a little knucklehead kid. But anyway, let's look it up. But, yeah, I'm excited about that, Tampa, Florida. Yeah, I mean, it comes up right away into Google. Yeah, Greg Fred, new assistant coach. Nice. That's what's up. O-line coach. And I got Michael Frey, the O-lineman, D-lineman. Ran a 4.8 40, like I said in the beginning of the show. Very impressed. He's a Scout Trout All-American. I just nominated him just now in my head. Especially when he got a 4.0 GPA, 24 ACT, and then a 12-10 SAT. My email to a lot of coaches, uncle coaches at Michigan. I mean, everybody's going to open his email. You got to always have a catchy subject line, kids, if you're going to email a coach. That's what most people are missing, the catchy subject. I mean, if you're huge, put your height and weight. If you ain't, you don't even know how to put it. But got great GPA, great test scores. Make sure you highlight that in the subject so they open it, so they open your email. But if you got anything outstanding, don't make it too long. But I'm pretty much just a coach on this stuff, too. I'm starting a recruiting seminar that's going to be held in Mobile every year. Oh, I think we got Kimo Baldwin has called in. Let me click over here. Hold on one second. I got two callers. Hello, this is Gautrot Radio. Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, bro. I just glad you called in. I was rambling on about nonsense there for a while. But, how you doing out there in Ohio? You ready for the season?
Oh, yes, sir.
I can't wait to see you play. I enjoyed putting that clip together for you, that 12-minute. You got like a 12-minute highlight now on Huddle, and it's actually about to get shared tonight along with some other kids' stuff in email I'm sending to college coaches. Because last time they visited your Huddle section, you know, it was all chopped, it was locked or chopped up and stuff like that. So now that's all together. It should really pick up a lot. It's been a dead period till now, till like up until this, you know, the end of July, early August. Things are really going to pick up in recruiting. So I'm going to make sure everybody gets this clip tonight and, you know, really work on getting you seen again. What schools have you talked to since, you know, you came out to Ohio and we started the little process for you?
What schools have we talked to? I haven't really talked to any schools, really.
You got some mail and stuff from some schools, though?
I got emails, I got mail and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, because that's all that's going to happen up in the, you know, the beginning. You're going to get a bunch of mail and emails from the schools pretty much talking about their programs and stuff like that, you know, letting you know that they're pretty much interested in you. So, but, yeah, man, I'm excited for everything for this season. So you got a new ball coach at your high school?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Yeah, your mom was telling me, you know, you guys were going through a lot of coaching transitions. So I'm glad you guys like them so far?
Yeah.
Good. I hope he gives you the ball a lot. Like, are you going to play fullback this year?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's what I have you marked in at, fullback linebacker for Mobile. So that's good you'll be in that position. I'm excited. I really like the way you play out there. I like the way you got great hands. You catch the ball really well. You're super respectful. Another quick learner when we talked about you, a guy that just could really pick up anything really fast. And in today's college football, the game, you know, evolves so quick and, you know, everything's so diverse. Everybody's offense is changing and different. So, you know, it's good to have ball players that are this smart and this intellectual and, you know, great athletes at the same time. Very strong kid. So what are you putting up now in the weight room? I know you're a beast in the weight room.
Bench is 345 now.
Nice. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, that's a lot. That's what most guys are squatting. So... yeah, man, great job at the Ohio Combine. I'm excited for you guys, you know, for Mobile and everything like that and trip down there and the schools. They're going to be hot on you this year because you're a big kid, a big athletic kid that likes to hit. There's going to be a lot of eyes on you. And like I tell every one of our athletes, the first two games, like, really do well and compile that highlight, bro. As soon as you're done, I'll help you if you need help, and we'll get the highlight put together for that next round of emails that goes out to the schools to let them know how you're doing, the progress you're making and stuff like that to get, hopefully you start getting some offers and, you know what I mean? So that's kind of the next step with you and everything like that. I'm excited to have you on the show. And, you know, like I said, you caught the ball great. You run good routes. I know you can block. We watched your film, and we think you're going to be a really high-caliber Division I player at the next level. So, you know, got any questions?
No.
Okay, cool. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for your mom for saying all that nice stuff earlier on Facebook. We really appreciate it. It's nice to hear parents when we're working hard, you know, on our end. And we really appreciate you guys believing in us, and we really believe in you. So.
Thank you.
All right, man. Yeah, call in anytime. I got another caller on here, and I'm going to switch over. I got about 9 minutes left in the show. And, yeah, man, but great job. And remember, study hard, still in the classroom, keep those grades up, and, you know, get ready, you know, have a great season and get ready to come down to Mobile and put on a show for these colleges.
Will do. All
right, buddy. I'll talk to you later, man.
See you.
Yes. Hello. I just dropped the other call that was on. There was another caller in, and I must have hit the wrong button. You can call back in when you're ready, though. That was Kimo Baldwin out of Coal Grove, Ohio. Let me make sure I said that right and go to the scouttrial.com. If you're a college football coach, download the mobile app. It's on Google and on Apple now. It's been on both for a while. You can get instant scouting information from your phone. Pretty cool. Wish I had that. If I was a coach, I'd be like, you know, this scout trial guy is pretty smart. He trains his players pretty well. You know, this whole concept was pretty cool. So I'd be looking at his players on my phone while I was at practice. As soon as that lineman went down, that linebacker went down, something, anything happened. Dude just can't play. Next man up. It's the Patriot way, they call it. I call it just being smart. But we got Kimo Baldwin, Coal Grove, Dawson Bryant High School, nicknamed the Flying Hawaiian. Let me go back here. Nope, nobody's called in. Nicknamed the Flying Hawaiian. Kimo is the definition of a ball hawk at the linebacker position. He's extremely quick and recently broke a 5-flat 40-yard dash standing up. He is getting this was from before the Oak Hill camp. I'll probably have to change that. His highlights on here, on a database and everything else like that. You know, 4.8 40-yard dash at the thing. But what's most impressive for a fullback at 250, a 4.08 shuttle. That's pretty good. 8.7 broad jump, 7.1 L drill. This dude's agile, very agile. 4.61, 230, I got him at on here. He looks a little bigger than that to me. You heard his bench press is around 350 pounds. Yeah, I'd be taking a look at that big man that can catch, move. I mean, fullback, he's a college fullback, no matter how you cut it. I know the fullback's getting pushed out of football, but just because guys don't know how to use one. So, yeah, great show tonight. Thank you for everybody that I got to talk to. Edric, that was fun. Braxton Williams, great conversation once again. I always like to hear from him because he's – oh, here we go. Somebody's calling in from Colorado. Let's see who this is. 5 minutes left in the show.
Look, they were Sooner fans.
Because
Sooner fans
were the same. Hey, what's up,
what
man?
What's up, man?
Oh, dude, barbecue.
What's up? Who's this?
You know,
but I've had
it's Dominic.
Oh, Coach Tillman, man. You know, I get scared when I don't know his number.
Barbecue sauce
is all
damn good, man.
It's all good. Sorry, I'm calling in so late, man.
I thought you had a game.
I just got done. I did. I just got, but. It's not until 7. I had lunch with my dad and Billy Sims, so we went and had lunch with the great legend.
What time does the game start?
It starts at 7.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we got about 5 minutes left in the show. I just got done talking to Edric. Edric had a good interview. And I talked to Kimo Baldwin from Ohio. And I talked to Fullback for Flying Hawaiian. And I talked to Braxton as well about maybe us coming up there and doing a show at Northland, you know, this year, a radio show at a junior college game. That'd be fun.
Nice, nice. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's great.
It was good.
Yeah, man, we had a great lunch, man. It was nice to meet the legend himself.
All right. Yeah, he told me that
he wants me to go to the league, man.
Saw one of his other teammates. Yeah.
What you got going on tonight?
My helmet down there. So
we got a playoff game against the Dinko Spades. It's gonna be a battle, but I think we can pull it out.
Nice, man. Yeah, I'm excited for how we got things going with the training camps. So great we had all over the country.
Yeah, man, those training camps was awesome, man.
Hey, we just got to sign up from Tampa Bay, Florida. His uncle is the offensive line coach at the University of Michigan.
Nice.
So,
in
a small way, like, that's a little, yes, you know, I love him. I love Big Blue. I love Coach Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I love the Michigan way. Like, they don't get it. They don't get it everywhere else.
Right.
But anyway, I'm excited for that. I'm excited to help that young man out. I'm going to finish. I'm putting him on All-American roster. I've been watching film, and, you know, he has a 3.97 GPA, 24 ACT, 12-10 SAT. I mean, what an outstanding prospect to just kind of come out of nowhere today from Tampa, Florida, asking about the program and everything we offer. Was skeptical because, like I told you before, I stayed away from Florida because everybody and their dog got a recruiting service down there, and they're all scams. You know, I wanted to wait until we really legitimized ourselves and got concrete with a lot of different aspects and really put all the puzzle pieces together that needed to be put together. And, you know, now we can go to Florida. You know, you got to get – we wanted to stay out of football state. You know what I mean? So, and now it's great.
Right.
So, now – so, I'm excited, man. I talked to Ling. Ling was in a restaurant. They own a restaurant, Caribbean restaurant called Mitzi's. And, you know, I'm trying to go up there, man, and just chow down on Caribbean food, bro, in Toronto. What do you think about that?
Oh, man, that'd be wonderful. That'd be nice. I love Caribbean.
I know it'd be wonderful, man. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to go do. So, man, this thing's going so well, and these kids are so great that we found, and the families. I'm excited for the future and their futures. And well, I got 90 seconds remaining on the show. I'm glad you called in, brother. And this made it another wonderful episode of Scout Trout Radio. And best of luck in the game. I wish I could make it out there, but I work nonstop now. We got a lot going on. And I will have that paperwork done for you Monday for the tax ID number and sponsorship package. I have sponsorship packages I'm making as soon as this radio show is done, and I'm done with a few athletes. And we're going to get this bowl game really on and popping for Mobile. And I'm excited, bro. I know you're excited.
Elmo, you know I am.
Well, you proved that you got a very brilliant football mind and you're a great athlete at the same time. And I wish you the best of luck tonight. And in the future, too, we're going to help you get playing somewhere, God willing, even if it's this year or if we find, you know, a team at the Senior Bowl that can talk to you. And look, I know they're going to love your size and the way you move and stuff like that. So maybe it'll get you opportunity on a practice squad or something like that. So that's really what we're aiming at for you. And in the meantime, you're just going to chill and coach football and do what you do best.
All right. We'll do that.
All right, man. Call me after the game. Let me know how it goes. We've got 8 seconds left on the show. All right.
All right, real dude. Wrap it up. Later.
All right, brother. Later.
Bye.
Well, that was a great episode of Scout Trout Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Ballers only.